scattered communities, you can't find a million of 10 people in the whole country, are you going to say that Jewish women can't get married for that reason?
Don't have to wait.
Right, you may have to swim if you have two witnesses, it should be enough. So that's the opinion that's said here. I must say, this is the Ashkenazic opinion, more or less. The Machaber of Shulchan Aruch is more machmir, and he requires actually a minion for the wedding. As I mentioned before, this may be tied up with the issue of community control and should not be viewed purely in the question of whether a bracha is ma'akev. For example, at the very end, the last eight pages of a very long shiva, which we will not read in detail, of Ovadia Yosef, in which he maintains that indeed, if you can't get a minion together, there should be no wedding. So the summary, in the very last page of this, he writes, Hamurami kol ha'amur. Summarize everything that he's saying. Shenireh migireh maran makama migdolei harachanim shivrachot hanisuin ba'asara ma'akvot. Ve'im hi asher la'asotam ba'asara ein la'seit isha b'li bracha. You can't get a minion together, don't get married. Achein ra'iti v'seifu ben ishkai shepasak v'mdina she'ein shem asara v'yesh al avi asara v'yakai she'yesh l'smok ala mekidim she'asur kufa sham v'yafu asher b'ra da'afka. ואחר כך כשהזדמנו במקום שיש עשר יעמדו אצל הגופה שתהיה שם וישברו לשם ומבחר פייטר לפני שתובתם. וכאן, לכאור הפסק זה, he says, הפך דעת מורן. This פסק, by a different spot, it was against the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, שקיבלנו הורתה. We follow the Machaber. בעין שבו תשובה את הפעולים ודעות. פעלום ראיתי בשדה חמד והק etc. Shehavik ma'od v'zeh mitzadeh v'hakel, etc. etc. So his opinion is lahachmir on this issue. But as I said, the Ashkenazic custom is to follow the Shema Tadeshin, and if you're in a small community, then you do the best you can.
Exactly.
Well, you don't have much choice. Okay. Now let's come to this issue of Hatzimcha ben Omer, the Shuvah of the Tumas Hadeshin and the Shuvah of the Marivei. She'elat, let's go back to the first of the Shuvah for the Tumas Hadeshin. The Se'udat Pidyon HaBen, he says, Yesh levarech v'rechat ha'madam she'atzimcha ben Omer or lo. The Gemara says that you don't say Hatzimcha ben Omer in the time of the Bris. Yes. The Brits, you know, say because of the pain of the child. He answers, Yivaer the yesh ledakdek v'davar. This requires some investigation. The matzati huatak v'sefer panas shekatav seder pidyon haden. I saw something that was copied from an official community book which listed the customs for Pidyon HaDen, the Siyem Shenogim La'asot Su'udah Le'Pirsumei Mitzvah, Bahu Su'udat Mitzvah. Like our custom today is to have a Su'udat Mitzvah associated with Pidyon HaDen. V'tzurchim Le'Varei Sh'asimcha Ba'omah Onoh Adka. And you do say Sh'asimcha Ba'omah Onoh at the Birchat HaMazon of the Pidyon HaDen. V'chein Shamati Morim Morei Hora'a Borayim. In the Rhine Valley, the custom, the German custom, was to say "Shabbat Shalom" or "No" at the Pidyon HaDen. Ro'ayatam mehadi aminan perkama diktuvot rav chaviva ikol rei mu'ala borich shasimcha b'mano v'let yochatat kavatei mishem diikat tzara liyinuka. Because of the discomforts of the child, we don't say it at the Pidyon. Mashma ilav mishem tzara liyinuka chaviva v'achina. Not for the pain to the child, we would say the bracha of Simcha b'mano. V'im kein v'nida d'dan. In our case, the leka tzara d'yunka. Barachin, there is nothing painful that's been done to the child to make the bracha. Amnon, echad me'egdolim hetik mitosol driva v'zal l'shanel, aval odel mutar le'echol v'sudat v'tmitlach tov shloshim, v'afilu tov zayin, l'vad shelo yitzei mipetach beito, v'chein v'tidyon haben, v'shem d'opomem ikat tzara l'yunka atka. I don't know what he's talking about. What tzara d'yunka exists in the case of the Pidyon HaDen? I don't know. They swaddle the child up and they put him on the table or something. I mean, whatever custom is done, but I don't know that. But they seem to feel that there was some pain attached to the
going to get a chance to
do that. The loss of life.
The last couple of sentences. I'm not saying all of this to question the custom in the Rhine Valley that they do say Shatzim Chabamono, but to explain why we here in Austria don't say Shatzim Chabamono. And because our custom to this day is not to say Shatzim Chabamono, that is. I don't know why particularly we follow the Austrian custom as opposed to the Rhine custom. The Rhine custom is very clear, as you can see from the next shiur of the Rabbi Weil. Okay. The Birchat HaMazon, about three or four lines from the bottom of the next shiur. So that's simply the custom in Lorraine and Alsace and the Rhine Valley, and for some reason or other, we that custom, maybe because of the influence of the German tradition, that particular custom disappeared. And our custom today is not to say Shatz in Tabulon at the time of the Bernadette. Okay. Now let's turn to one last.
We settle the risk.
We don't say it, the Gemara. We do not. That's clear from the Gemara. That he's saying that we don't say it because you don't have that either. Okay. Now here's something that you might think is a modern question addressed to a modern congregational rabbi. What if the couple wants to, you know, after 50 years, they want to celebrate a golden wedding and have an entire ceremony? So you might think that this is some novelty introduced here in America. But here's a tshuva from the tshuva Sarit, from the Yoshaya Vitrani, so we're talking about way back in the 13th century or something. Umasha katavta elai, al nishi yesh lo brachat erusim b'sheva b'chol b'tofa kahal v'eida, v'hu im ishto zman harbet. He's been married for a long time. V'rotze l'chadesh simchato. He wants to have a celebration, to celebrate his long marriage, but since she's been in, and you call Adam Lamar, Old Gerhat Eroskin Vinusum. So he says, Ein Hadarim Halala Ruhuyin Lishola Adam Chacham Kamoha. Why are you bothering me with such a stupid question? Kevan Shekanaset Ishto, Mirchom Sheva Brachos, Manish Aro Lasso. Once the man's gotten married, what more is there to do? Lo Etiru Chachamim Lvarei Sher Brachot, Ela Vishavat Yimei Akufa, Vomu Dihika Panim Chadashot. But after the year is up, the Gemara says, you can't even say Shasim Chabim Ono. So why are you bothering me about Sherebach? וכתב רבנו בפסקה שם, ומכאן בערך ולא פנים כזה לשאת מפורש בסמכו לרצון שברו, שהוא יקב יוחד החתונות, זה תקרה, זה תסקיק את השפולשן. וליצא שם שמיים לשב שבע פעמים, אין זה כי אם חוקה ותילולה. All of this is just a joke. ואם נתעבר האיש הזה להיות חתן בכל שנה, he can get, he יחזור, יקדש. So I think on that pleasant note, we stop. And now I'm reminding you, the next year will be sometime in February, because it's the end of the semester, and I'll be in New York or Israel for the next, I don't know where, the next 5 weeks. And so I'm sorry. It was But we'll continue with the second two books, and I guess I'll let Ellen be in touch with Ellen by email exactly what the first week will be. I don't remember when the beginning of the semester. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what
do
you think of the United States? Oh,
where is it?
Of what?
Where
is it? I haven't reached that stage yet. My oldest grandson is 11, so I have 2 years to go. I'm not sure. I may not know at all. There's certain commitments here, and I don't know if I have certain meetings I have to schedule. I don't know whether I'll be scheduling